8th District Representative Steve Kagan says he traveled to Brownsville, Texas, at the request of the Plumbers and Steamfitters Local 400. He says about 150 of the union's members tie their job losses to a company moving jobs to Mexico. Kagan saw the free trade bridge that spans the Rio Grande from Texas to Matamoros, Mexico, where several U.S. companies have opened factories. Kagan supports legislation that would remove tax incentives for companies to open plants on foreign soil.
And that means we have to plug and close every tax loophole that rewards corporations for shipping our jobs overseas and across the border. We shouldn't be using taxpayer money to cost us jobs.
A $26 billion jobs bill passed by Congress last week aims to preserve the jobs of public employees and teachers. Kagan says part of it also removed what he calls a loophole that gave tax credits to companies that make overseas investment. Now, Kagan is calling for the renegotiation of deals like the North American Free Trade Act, or NAFTA.
In my view, the NAFTA and CAFTA-style trade deals have done nothing but decimate the middle class. So we have to have balanced trade with all of our trading partners, in particular, Communist China, who has been manipulating their currency.
Proposals to renegotiate trade deals have come up in Congress before. Kagan says a new effort to do so is, as he puts it, lumbering along. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.